If he wore a hat, had a cigar in his mouth, and carried a handful of newspapers under his arms, then it was likely Bill Blair bringing his Elite publication to the community.
We will always have that debate, whether it's the Elite or Elite News, but he said it was the Elite, so it was the Elite News.
State Senator Royce West says Blair was the go-to guy when West was running for district attorney in Dallas back in the 1980s.
Mr. Blair was effective. He didn't care whether you were a congressperson or a dog catcher. If he thought that he needed to tell you something, he made certain that he told you.
West says Blair was instrumental in local and state politics.
We'll remember him for bringing together the community, for not mixing words and making certain that those of us that have come behind him understand the road that he traveled, understand the history of Dallas. And hopefully that we will take those nuggets and take the baton and continue to move Dallas forward.
The former Negro League pitcher was a civil rights activist for six decades. He also served as an advocate for pastors across the country, says Cheryl Smith, president of the Dallas-Fort Worth Association of Black Journalists.
The church community, that's where he really wanted to make a difference. I think that was a catalyst for him starting the paper.
Smith, who publishes iMessenger, an online news magazine about global politics, says Blair was a journalist.
He was really big on documenting history. He was an African griot, a storyteller, a person who chronicles our history.
The UT Arlington Special Collections Library now holds newspapers from Blair. Smith says Blair's legacy will live on through that collection and the Elite Weekly, but also through the Martin Luther King Jr. Parade, which Blair started more than three decades ago. Blair was 92. Dua Lee, Sai Kow Tao, KERA News.